New from Nippies, double shot iced coffee. It's double espresso, double strong. Now available in stores.
This is The Bump, the one podcast SA footy fans need to hear, where the biggest names tackle the biggest South Australian footy stories. Roo, Dits, Bernie, Jars, Triple M's The Bump.
Well, it's back again, The Bump, and we're up and about because the two respective sides had a win over the weekend. I've got Bernie Vince and the big Roo in his jacket in the studio. Good afternoon, chaps.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Bern?
Good.
Jars. You all right?
Yep.
Got you? A bit of a spring in your step.
Well, you're a touch late getting in.
Where I apologise.
Why are you late every time?
I had things
time.
On.
Set your alarm clock
I've
earlier.
Been with lawyers.
Uh-oh. I've been suspended.
Stop going there.
What have you done?
Defamation or?
Were you in the ain't on that? Were you in Ironside?
Sugar daddy. The sugar daddy.
You're importing some stuff again?
I've been watching a lot of Sons of Anarchy lately, just call me Jax.
Jax back, baby.
Good performance by the Adelaide Crows. We'll start with them. Now, were they lucky to win because Brisbane Lions kicked 18 behinds?
No,
just throwing it out there. No. I thought it was a terrific team effort by the laddies. What's your take out, Boone?
I thought they were the better side, Adelaide. I love the way they're playing. They play the right way. It's a brand that's going to stand up.
What is the right way? What are they playing?
Inside. They're tough around the footy. They're using the footy so much better than what they used to, even just earlier in the season. But talking more last year, the way they use the footy is it's a lot better. And they're going fast. They're winning the ball inside. And it surprised me, the contested footy and clearance. They actually lost both of them on the weekend. They got smashed in inside 50s as well. But that's a good reflection on your defence as well. The way it was entering, you can talk about Brisbane's points, but where they were kicking them from, the pressure on the footy, it's playing the right way.
Yeah.
When you're not going to have momentum the whole game. And Brisbane had momentum at stages, but they weren't able to score because Adelaide had pressure on the footy. And that's what Nixie told us at the start of the year. He said they're going to bring intensity and pressure on the footy.
Mm.
That's our minimum. And we'll develop our game as the season goes on and as our young fellas get some more game time into them. And I think they're doing that exact thing.
Spot on.
The inside 50s weren't dangerous inside 50s. And that is backed up by the fact that Danaher didn't have a big night. Hipwood didn't have a big night. Gunston got subbed off. So the ball, they might have had heaps of inside 50s, but they were those hack, repeat sort of kick ones. And that's why they weren't dangerous. I think there was a stat that Nixie spoke about. They had 30 defensive 50 stoppages in the game.
Wow.
And they kicked one goal, three from them. Yeah. So that shows how good they were on the ground and tough in the contest. Adelaide's kicking has improved dramatically. We know last year it was a negative for them. They were kicking longer and their percentages look worse statistically when you kick long. Adelaide have shortened their kicking and hitting their targets more and their numbers are looking better. But on Sunday night, their kicking all over the ground was much better than Brisbane.
Yeah. Their field kicking has improved.
Oh,
there's no question
about
that.
Got better quality players, Jars.
Well, that's the key, Rupert. Talent.
Yep.
And you've got a couple of blokes that are match winners and are X factors. And I know I've been critical of his paycheck, but Rankin and Rochelle.
What is his paycheck?
I don't know, and I don't care anymore.
You can't listen to what you're hearing.
I don't care. I don't care what he gets. He's playing. He's a very dangerous player.
Winner. How much is a match winner worth?
A lot. I don't want to say.
He wins your matches.
He's only 23, I think, Isaac. Look, he's miles off his best football.
I've got to take some of that back because I was a little bit critical of it. But at the end of the day, he's fitted in nicely to that group.
No, he has.
And that forward line is as good as any gang around in the competition. I don't care. And that Phil Thorpe's just growing by the day. You got Big Fog.
His grabs got Adelaide going.
Yeah.
Didn't it?
I agree.
Good.
Those two big clubs.
Yes.
When you can clunk a mark, all of a sudden it stretches the ground long because you mark it and then all of a sudden everyone's running back because it's going to go another 50 metres. They break the game open, those contested marks.
That's his biggest development this year is he wasn't doing that last year. He was a sort of a one-trick pony.
Yeah.
Forward, he'd get knocked off the ball a bit, but whether that's being stronger, getting game time into him, he's marking them down the line. When he goes in the ruck, he's taking big clunks.
He's
in
jumping at
contested
the ball.
Situation. So.
Yep.
It's exciting. It's exciting where his footy's at because he didn't play round one deal or something, did he?
He was
a sub.
No.
Himmelberg was in better form.
Yeah, so that's where
I'll let that go.
You quickly forget about that. So, that's a big tick for him.
Absolutely. Rory Laird copped a week for a dangerous tackle. Where's our game going?
I actually thought he took care with. I thought
absolutely
he took care with the tackle.
He did.
I mean, Lachie Neale keeps
what did
swinging
Lachie
himself.
Neale do? He jumped back up and played up. On.
Yeah. He just laid down to get the.
Where's
the
it
free.
All going with all this tackling?
What's the concussion stuff, guys?
Mate, I thought he swung him and then took care, though. I thought he actually took speed
players
off
are
of
taking
it.
More care so tackling now than they ever
there's
have.
There's been 20 suspensions
already.
This year. Give me a
get
spell.
Out.
In 11
no,
rounds.
It's so confusing. I wouldn't want to be a player today to
you
lay
can't.
A tackle.
What
I'm the, actually not. And yet the Crows laid
confusing.
88 tackles on
Laird
Sunday.
Laid 16 tackles.
16 and got rubbed out for one tackle.
Yeah.
Game's gone to shit.
Let's have a listen to it.
Oh, is that a dumping legal tackle or illegal tackle? Illegal. Neale.
Is that tackle from Rory Laird? Enough publicity about that.
Nah. Don't agree with it.
So
terrible decision by the MRO.
Are they
MRO.
Going too far with the concussion
that, well,
stuff?
I think they have. Yes, they have.
They're asking players to do things that is physically impossible.
Yep.
And if he lets him, like, there was momentum from the way Neale was coming. He didn't, it's got to be when you dump them into the ground that you can get suspended
gotta
for.
Got to be force.
It's not just when they fling them around in a 360.
You've got to be very careful of players, the ball carrier, trying to get a free kick too.
That's what's happening.
Because a lot of players, when they're stuck in the tackle, they're sort of flicking their head down, not hitting their head, but going with the and trying to get it. You see Lachie Neale, I'm not saying he played for a free kick, but I'm just saying with momentum, he's like, I could pinch a free kick here. So he flicks his head down, doesn't hit the ground, but makes it look like he does and then stays down, gets the free, and that's when he pops up.
That's wrong.
It was wrong. You wouldn't have 20 people suspended in 11 rounds. Like players are not going to do it if they're a chance of getting suspended.
Big tick for the players. They've changed the way they tackle now. Mm. I reckon it's changed a lot, but I don't know. That's what the MRO has got to work out because they're not trying to actually hurt now. They're trying to do it properly.
Yeah,
so,
and they're still getting rubbed
out. And they're doing a good job, I feel, but they're still.
Nah. What would have happened if Leedy let him go? It would have been play on and Neale would have ran around the ball.
And Nixie would be ripping his head off after the game.
You just got to...
It's worrying. I'm telling you right now. And they need to sort it out end of the year. Let's keep moving on. Good
what about
sign.
Zorko while we're at it? He's challenging
he's
that
a grub.
Eye gouge.
I've told you this.
That's
he's
a bad
grub.
Look.
He plays like a grub.
Bad
he,
look.
I don't like the way
did
he plays.
Did he do anything to his eye, though? I know he shouldn't put your hand there.
Doesn't
full
matter,
stop.
Rude.
No, you shouldn't put your hand there. I'm not condoning it anyway. I don't like some of the acts that Zorko does. I like him as a player. Don't like some of the stupid things he does. And I don't know why he'd put his hand there for starters. But Pedler didn't argue or anything about it. Clearly, he didn't stick it in his face.
He needs a week for being dumb and two for going near the eye. And
someone could lose the Brownlow for one of these suspensions.
Correct.
It's dumb.
I'm telling you, absolutely.
I would change the rule on that too to make it you have to get 2 weeks or more.
2 weeks.
To lose being eligible.
Two bad tackles.
Now, the Adelaide Crows, we're going to keep moving because we've taught it sort of a global
go.
Show.
You're late
no,
and
we're
you gotta
a global
go
podcast.
All right.
And we can't find Ditz anymore. I've heard he's going to be a creek bed named after him at Arndorf. Mason Redmonds. Is he coming to Adelaide? And
who?
Mason Redmonds.
Redmond.
And he plays for the Essendon Football Club. Is there talk that he may be in a Crows jumper next year? Have a listen.
Adelaide has seriously turned Mason Redmond's head. Like, I thought this was probably a stalking horse move. Okay, you have a look at the options and then you sign up at Essendon. But the offer is significant and so much so that a player who was always thinking he would remain at Essendon has a big decision to make. So my understanding, Essendon hasn't offered him a deal yet. I think the checkbook could be, say, $750,000 to $800,000 if he is to move. He's the son of a cray fisherman from Millicent. We told you in Gather Round how keen the Crows were. It's big money, but you talked about the interceptors. Free agency was a premium. And, of course, the CBA is about to come through in a couple of months, maybe a 20% uptick in the next 4 years. It's crazy money, but he's a crazy good player.
Couple of things there, Roo.
Right.
Where does Ralphie get his information from?
And John Ralph.
$750,000 to $800,000. There's
come
no
on.
Way you're paying that for... Well, the best
for an
player in the comp
mark,
almost.
That's gifted in the midfield.
Half backer.
The architects.
A lot of people can play. And thirdly,
yes, Bern.
Is it only if Duday goes?
I see nothing. I know nothing.
Well, hey, ask you, Jazz.
We'll leave it at
I'll ask you.
Yes, Bern.
Is a half backer worth $800,000?
Not at all, Bern. No.
What would you pay for him?
Not
and
at all.
Is it only he if Duday goes?
He doesn't know who he is. You're going to know what to pay for him.
He just asked.
Mason Redmonds. He doesn't even know who
Mason
he is.
Mason Redmonds, and he thought he played for Richmond.
Hang on. He played at Glenelg.
Okay, I'll answer my own question then.
What do you
reckon? There's no way he's worth 750.
What are the best
halfback
flankers?
What are they on? Six.
Well, if you look at the best one, Nick Dacos, he's going to be on a lot more. Yeah, but he's once in a lifetime.
Yeah, all right.
He's probably worth 600.
60.
Redmond.
Yeah,
okay.
600 on a longer deal.
Yeah, okay.
Because he's a good player, but I wouldn't throw the kitchen sink at him because halfbacks.
It's a lot of crayfish.
Yeah, well,
a lot of
crayfish. Yeah. Well, actually, if he drops a couple of crayfish in here, maybe 650.
Before we get to Port Adelaide and their wonderful win against Richmond last week, now let's just hear David King talking about how well Matty Nix is coaching.
Oh, I've got on the Nix fix. This has happened quicker than what people thought. I think that Matthew Nix has already got the foundation of a contest foundation football team. They're great with ball movement. They're great with all the things we talk about, leadership, instruction. Their leaders are showing the way. But I think that he's on a Damien Hardwick-like trajectory.
Okay.
Finals year four, flag year six, seven or eight.
Yep.
Something like that where they're going to get opportunity. This guy is a star. They have the right man.
I've just got an article from last year.
What time last year?
Where's the July? Date on this? It says 10 months ago.
Is this David King?
10 months ago.
July,
so that would be
2022.
What did he say about Nixie?
There's no way Matthew Nix can survive this rebuild phase that the Adelaide grows.
Oh, that's a big call.
Right, there's no way.
Tell me more.
So I'm looking through it, and right now he's got a win-loss strike rate of about 27%. Okay, they've finished 18th, 15th, and track at 15th this year. He's got a list that is far from the envy of the rest of the coaching fraternity in the
list
competition.
Is poor. The list is I'll tell you the list is poor.
The list is more than poor. Yeah. I think you'll be asking for priority selections within 3 years.
Wow.
No, Dave, Kingy.
Ten months ago.
Oh, he's jumped on his bandwagon.
Jeez, what did he say? So premiership in 2 years, 3 years.
Me, I got no clue.
So he's in year four, Nixie now. So year six, seven and eight. Kingy reckons he's got a flag.
Three-time premiership coach.
Is that the same year as we getting priority picks?
So we can get priority picks and win flags.
That is, if you can pull that off, you should be the Prime Minister.
Yeah.
Send that to Kingy, please.
Yeah,
all
that's
right.
Good.
Send that
come
to David
on,
Kingy.
Kingy. We love Kingy.
Come
first
on.
Crack. We'll have a bloody crack at you, Kingy.
Get off his bandwagon.
Come on,
it's
mate.
The second, third, and fourth crack you got to look at.
Yeah. Right. South Australia's very own Nippy has just released a new product. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Nippies it is, Jazz. Nippies Double Shot Ice Coffee. It's beautiful. It's brand new, and it's in stores right now. I had a couple of these this morning.
Oh, they're beautiful.
Double espresso, double strong. It's made from real milk, and better still, it's made right here in South Australia, Jazz.
Nippies are from the Riverland. They are brilliant. We love their orange juice, too.
Beautiful.
Oof, but I'll tell you what, the Double Shot Ice Coffee, it's in stores now. Do yourself a favour. Pick one up today. Support South Australia. Get a Nippies into you.
Hey. It's got an S on the end, Jazz.
One man that deserves a contract, Ken Hinckley. Port Adelaide were impressive against Richmond. What did you take out of that game?
Had a great first quarter.
Didn't they?
Really good. Yep. They should have been up by more at quarter time. Richmond actually looked like they were depressed that Damien Hardwick stood
They did
down
look a bit flat, didn't they?
In the first quarter. Yeah. They didn't want part of it. They actually then...
Second quarter was good.
I think they kicked 8 goals, 10 to 5 goals, 17 or something after quarter time. Richmond actually played the better footy after quarter time, but Port did the deed and fought back late, didn't they? Butters had a massive last quarter.
Yeah, it's one of those days, and I said it yesterday, it was
did
wet.
Did you call that game?
Yeah, I called that game in Melbourne. So it was wet, cold, windy.
Crowd
there wasn't much.
Down.
There was no crowd. Yeah. There was sort of felt like there was one of those games you had to create your own motivation.
30,000 at the G doesn't look
it
like any.
It was so empty. I thought there'd be a few more considering Hardwick had left, but they didn't turn out at all. It was one of those games where Port Adelaide just had to get a tick in the win column. Get whatever they had to do to win, and they did that. I know you look at the score and go, geez, they only won by 10 points, but They were pretty good. They did what they had to do. Alir was unbelievable. Butters was good again.
People calling for Revolt's sort of head last night on the catch.
Is he done?
Just play Samson Ryan and
didn't
leave
look,
him.
Didn't look great. This was his last year. Five touches, didn't kick a goal. It didn't look great. Alir was spent a lot of time on him too and had a big influence. So.
Port have won six of their... Is they got eight wins?
Eight.
Now?
Yep, eight in a row.
Eight by less than two goals.
Yeah. Finding a way, aren't they?
Yeah.
Four wins That's on good. The road so far this year.
And we're so poor at that last year, too, Roo.
Yeah.
So, you know,
makes a difference if you can ping
difference.
It. surely an opposition side's going to tag Butters.
Yeah. At some stage,
had a tag.
No. Yep. Started on the bench too, which was a surprise, I reckon, in the first quarter.
That's just to probably find out if someone's going to get it. Throw Hawthorn's plans into a bit of chaos.
Yeah.
Surely someone at Hawthorn will run with him, won't they?
Yeah, they actually do tag a lot, Hawthorn. So,
we'll Kenny Hinckley now has got Butters, Rosie, Horn, Francis as the next group coming through. He's building a nice, beautiful list. Young Lord.
Beautiful core.
So as a senior coach, when do they make that decision to say, you know what, Kenny,
August,
you can take this group to the next level because you've already been invested in these young boys already, because Boakey, Wines, Jonas, Dixon, that's the old group now that are just going to be phased out over time. Where does Port Adelaide, you know, Koshy's going to have a bit more time on his hands now. I said to Byrne yesterday in the rush hour, do they sign him, do they go into a final series without their coach being signed, or they do it before finals?
I think they'll be just looking at it week by week, and I reckon three quarters of the way through the home and away year, they'll know if they're going to play
top four.
Right. I think if he makes top four,
it's a 2-year deal.
It's actually impossible not for signing.
Absolutely.
And but, what it'd look great going into the finals with a signature on the contract, wouldn't it?
What size of contract do you do? Do you do a 1-year deal?
I reckon
it's
two.
He's not going to sign for one.
No.
I feel like Kenny, it's a bit like he's working for his old man, Bennett. He's been there at Port Adelaide for so long.
He hasn't been on unders.
Keep him hungry. One year. We'll see how you go next year. But, I agree. I think it probably has to be 2 years. But it's almost like he's working for his family.
He's going to knock back four somewhere else to take two, isn't he?
Yeah.
Well, if you listen to Caroline Wilson last night, he's probably not going to get this gig.
Look, as I sit here tonight, I believe that Damien Hardwick will be coaching the Gold Coast.
Are we playing that, Greg, for you?
What's that?
No, because if Caroline's right, Kenny won't be coaching the Gold Coast, so we're down to three teams.
Did you think that was a Ken Hinckley grab?
No, no, not at all. All I'm saying is this is what Caroline said about Damien Hardwick going to the Gold Coast.
He might be
so that means
Richmond,
Kenny's out of that equation.
What about Richmond or Carlton?
Kenny to Richmond. Kenny to Carlton.
What about Kenny?
He's only just been. He's
West
started.
Coast.
No, he's done 2 years.
West Coast.
Well, there's a few jobs out there, Jazz, potentially.
That's why I wanted to hear what Caroline said on last night's classified.
So you threw to that without knowing what she said?
Yes, I did. I did. But anyway, I think he's at his coaching peak at the moment, Kenny.
Well, he's coaching better than he ever
has. He's on
Caro arrowed herself last night.
She gave herself an arrow for saying that Hawthorn cut their list back too deep at the end of last year. So that was good on her for saying that.
Yep.
Kingy might give himself an arrow. Come on, Kingy.
And you've got to remember, Port don't have Dixon, Marshall, Boak, Jonas and Dersma at the moment. So
they're doing well.
They're doing
Lord
really
looks
well.
Lord good up front.
Lord.
He competes.
I like
it's
him.
All
that's
you need
it.
Is your forward.
Does he stay in when Dixon
Chuck
comes back?
Marshall back or not?
He can't.
He's probably too similar to Marshall. In
what? He can't play him.
He can't play all three.
Back to the sample. Hey, they've got Hawthorn this week and then Dogs Friday night football, Cats Thursday night football. Bye.
There you go.
So they'll beat Hawthorn. Sicily's out. Their captain and main player.
So that'll put them 10-2. 10-2.
The Dogs and the Cats. Big games.
Big games.
That's huge.
Big
halfway
games.
Mark. If you're 10-4
Thursday Friday nights. Those games.
Friday and then Thursday
prime time.
Port Adelaide.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
Hey, look for Josh Weddle.
Yeah,
A young bloke from Hawthorn to tag Zach Butters.
Is this the mail? Your mail?
No, on
you
the
got
week,
from
enough.
Melbourne?
On the weekend he tagged, and it's a bit of a different role Brad Hill plays, but he ran with Brad Hill. Brad Hill had 10 in the first quarter, and Weddle went to him, and he had
Weddle.
I reckon about 3 in the next two quarters. Then they dropped it in the last quarter, and Hill ended up with about 18, but he got 6 or 7
like
them in the last quarter, and they dropped it. He just went everywhere with him.
All right.
Sam Mitchell loves running with a tag, so I'd expect that if I'm
there
put
you
up
go.
Like this
just
week.
A quick one. We're talking
we're
about
wrap it up.
Yeah, we will.
You've got to
and
go,
we can
don't
cut
you?
It if it's no good. What are you going to go back to?
I'm not
back
to
the lawyers again.
You're leave early.
Back to the lawyers.
He's paying them per hour. They're waiting for him.
They're waiting for him.
500 hours.
No,
well, let's keep him waiting a bit longer.
This is 250 already.
Talk about Zach Butters going to the top of the leaderboard in the coaches' votes. They say the Brownlow's a midfielder's award. I want to read out the list of what coaches think.
Yep.
Zach Butters first.
Yeah.
Nick Dacos the second. Mm. Christian Petrarca.
Mid.
Jordan De Goey.
Mid.
Marcus Bondempelli.
Mid.
Zach Merritt. Lockie Neal. Matt Rowe, Jordan Dawson.
Why are you talking funny?
Yeah. Clayton.
Because they're all midfielders.
They're all midfielders. Jack Sinclair.
Where? Jack Sinclair's halfback.
You've got to have three awards now. You've got to have three awards now. I think it's time for a change.
No, but this is the coaches.
I understand.
We'll so have the three coaches are picking
forwards,
them.
Defense,
maybe
and
they
mids.
Are the most important players.
Maybe they're not.
Hey, do well, so the coaches are wrong, are they?
Not at all.
Question. Well, what are you saying then?
Question without notice.
I want the defenders to get acknowledged and also the forwards to get acknowledged. Why don't they have votes for
them
as well?
We're talking about the best players in the competition.
I know, but it's a midfielder's award, like the Brownlows for the midfielder.
They do, Jars. Golden Fist, Sunday nights.
On the bounce. Defenders. Yeah.
They're the best players. That's what
I
you
understand.
Say. You don't want to pay the small forwards. You don't want to pay the halfbacks. You want to pay the architects, the midfielders.
That's Mason Redmonds.
That's where we are.
Hey, do we need to give 3-2-1 for each area?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
As for the Brownlow.
I knew he'd jump on that.
Now, hey, see you next week.
You going to rock up?
And can you say posthumously?
Posthumously.
This is The Bump. We're back next week. Bye.
Double the shot, double the strength. Nippy's brand new double shot iced coffee is in stores now.
Roo, Dits, Bernie, Jars. Triple M's The Bump.